opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air through all types of fires and snowmageddons and pandemics. Do you think it's us? We haven't had any locusts yet. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. Be back starting next week. She's going to maybe start coming back. Today is the 1st of May. Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor beer drinking starts today, is what we used to say in college. And sometimes there was still snow on the ground, but it made no difference. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
The news. And it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center on the front lines of this COVID-19 battle. And, Jared, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there.
I haven't seen you in a couple of days, so not coughing or anything.
Nope.
Feeling good?
Feeling well.
Looking good, feeling snappy. What's it look like for weather here? Are we going to get some rain here?
It looks like we may on Saturday and possibly Sunday. It's currently 40 degrees right now. Today is going to be sunny with a high of 80, a low of 52. Saturday, we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 73, a low of 47. Then we have a 30% chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 74, a low of 46. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 48.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They fed our VA a couple weeks ago, the VA clinic and all of its outlying areas there. Brought pizzas to everybody, but that's the kind of people the Kinneys are. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, the COVID-19 test site is up and running at Shasta College. It's running on appointments only so far, and they're only taking health professionals. And essentially, you come in there, they have their social distancing. You come in there on your appointment time, you check in. They'll check to see if you have insurance. Not that I don't it doesn't make any difference, but that's just a question they ask because the state's paying for it. Well, in reality, you and I are paying for it because the state pays for it, you and I pay for it. They then take a nasal swab and they stick it up your nose. For a few seconds, they put it up there. It could be maybe a little uncomfortable, but still, hey, they pull it out. They put it into a test tube. It's put into a hermetically sealed bag, and three times a day, the testing companies come up, pick it up, and then they test. You get the results back in 24 to 48 hours. In a few weeks, this is going to be open to everybody. So that as people want to be tested, that you just make appointments, you come in there. The reason that is so they can continually keep the spacing in there. They can do 3 to 5 people. Right now it's 3 people, and they're looking at increasing that number for anybody who wants to get CV-19 testing. What I would really like to see also is the CV-19 antibodies to see who's had this, to see how many people really have been exposed to this in Shasta County. We know that we have 31 cases, and we know that 3 or 4 have died. We know the rest of the of all the other testing, it's been negative. But how many people really have been exposed to this? All those studies are showing that, you know, millions more people have been exposed than they thought. So anyway, you can be tested. If you're a medical professional, just call down to Shasta College and to the Health and Human Services here. Get your number, make your appointment, go on down there, and get peace of mind that you don't have it. Like I said, I think I'd feel better, though, if I had the antibody testing and said, you've had it. Modoc County. Have you ever been to Modoc County?
Maybe. I'm not entirely sure where it's at.
What's that mean?
I know it's up here in Northern California. I've probably been there. I'm not super familiar.
I think you have to want to go there. I mean, unless you're, you know. Modoc County has got more cows per in Modoc County, of course, than people. More cows per square mile than people. And people that live in Modoc County already are practicing safe distancing. I mean, they're farmers, they're ranchers. They, you know, you don't see a lot of suburbia there. They're like in Alturas, which is the county seat there. I mean, they've got like, they still have like one person, you know, barbers and hairdressers and this. And there's only one movie theater in Alturas, which I think means there's only one movie theater in Modoc County. So it's right up there in Alturas. And so they're opening up. They have not had a case. They've tested. All of them have been negative. So they have no cases of CV-19, so they're opening up today. And they're using the same thing, social distancing. The restaurants are taking out tables so they can spread people out in there and all this, but it's a step. Now, what's this mean? The governor hasn't said you can do that. Modoc County has said, do you even know we're up here? And Jared, guess what? He had the same answer. You know, I may have driven through there once. So, but we'll see what happens today. Now, there's other, and I want to get into this after the break. And I also want to start hearing from you, my friends out there, our listeners, about your thoughts on opening up Shasta County, the what's going on. However, there are some still statistics out there that are pretty grim. And then we're watching other states start opening up. Georgia opened up last week. And it's interesting to see. I mean, I have not seen any statistics saying is that their COVID or their CV-19 rates have jumped. On the other hand, we've had, according to the statistics, 63,000 people die of this virus. And are we on our way in May to hit that 100,000 mark? You know, 60,000 in April and the parts of March. And are we on our way to hit the 100,000 mark? And if that's the case, if we start opening up everything and the CV cases start rising, can we shut it down again? And what impact is that going to have? We'll talk about that when we get back. Plus, let me see, what else? We have a local business here that opened up. And kind of, I mean, it's one thing to open up and being kind of surreptitious about it. I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to mention anything else except this. Linda got her nails done. Now, she says, it was kind of surreal because the person that she goes to has this plastic, like one of those plastic walls in front of her. She's wearing a mask and a shield and gloves while she does Linda's fingers through the wall like that. But she got her fingernails done. And she said you can't mention the name or the place or anything. The place is shut down, by the way. I mean, this is something that's kind of like an appointment. You go in and maybe a social appointment distanced through walls and everything. People are going to find a way. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I was hoping they'd be open today, and I've got to call them again and see when I can get in there. I'm just, you know, unlike you, the idea of having a man bun is just kind of gone too far. Some people say, well, samurai, you know, the top knot. No, it's a man bun. You can get a hold of them, though, at 244-9478. Talk to Tim or Logan, and one of them maybe we can get you to find out when we're going to be able to get back in to Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut, right in the Cypress Square, of course, shopping center right off of Athens. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:14 in the morning, and it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 5-1-2020, May the 1st, 2020, 7:18 in the morning here, 52 degrees, going up to 81 today. Beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They're offering curbside service. You can call in your order, pay over the phone. They'll call you back when your order's ready. You come down and pick it up. They'll just walk out. Put it in the back of your car, and off you go. Orchard Nutrition, if you're eating healthy and exercising and you want to do the very most for yourself to stay healthy during the CV-19 so that you can, if, you know, God forbid you catch something, that you can help fight it off that way. Or you just, it's just good staying healthy and eating healthy. And that's Orchard Nutrition. They've been doing this since 1982. They've well-established, 100% organic produce. And they have a good selection down there. I went down the other day to pick up some produce for a meal I was making. So, Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We are here. It's Friday so far that we haven't, neither one of us are running fevers or coughing. So it's
been a good day.
That's
good to know, because I think that we have to watch the coronavirus, because I think it's really smart. And it picks and chooses who it wants to infect, because if you go to Walmart, you're okay. If you go to Costco, you're okay. If you go to Lowe's, you're okay. If you want to get your car fixed, you're okay. If you go to Home Depot, you're okay. But heaven forbid you get a haircut, you could get it there. Also, you shouldn't go to a beach. You might get it there. You can't go to a park, according to the governor. You might get it there. And, oh, by the way, Planned Parenthood is an essential business. But if you go to church, you could get in trouble. In fact, there's pastors being cited. So maybe we have to figure out who the coronavirus wants to infect before we open up. Just saying.
Yeah, then we can always, then if you're like a potential coronavirus, we can wear like a, maybe a, maybe a star on our, on our, on
oh,
our,
yeah,
on our
right.
shirt.
Get an injection.
What you got
but,
there?
But it does pick and choose. It seems to pick and choose. So it must be a really smart virus.
It's a very, it appears it can be a very lethal virus. The question is we don't know how lethal. We don't know how many people.
But probably no more lethal than a lot of things. But anyway, we're going to, I guess we'll see when the governor decides he's going to open it up, but I think people have probably had enough, and I think today will be a real telltale sign of that. I would expect about 3,000-4,000 people down at the Capitol today.
There's it's not just at the Capitol. It's like, what, five other places in California?
Six cities
that people are going to say it's enough. Now, the governor backed off on closing all beaches and parks. He just ended up closing the beaches in Orange County, and Orange County is now suing. Looking at suing him to get those beaches open again.
Well, see, that's because the governor knows that the coronavirus is really smart, and it was only going to pick the beaches in Orange County. Just infinite wisdom there, I guess, or just knowing about this coronavirus. So anyway, that's you guys have a great day. Good program. Hope you get a lot of people calling in and chit-chatting about this.
Yeah, you know what? I want to talk about, you know, the fact is that we've had a business here in town, Rice Brothers Jiu-Jitsu, and it's, you know, opened up, hit the papers. So it's not like they opened up surreptitiously. The paper did an article on them, and now they've gotten the letter from the Health and Human Services to shut down. So now we're going to see what happens, because if I had a karate studio or a gym or something, and I saw another one was opening up and nothing was happening, I think the next day I'd be opened up.
Well, it might be that. Well, you know, Brown letting out all these felons, they need to be trained in you know, martial arts. Maybe that's it. So maybe the guy would be doing a service for the governor, because the governor likes letting out felons. And it's okay to let them out, but we're all basically under house arrest. That's the deal. I think that's a violation of the Constitution. I just think it might be.
Somewhere in there. Okay. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay. Hey, benefits, though. We've got to get into this. What are the benefits of wearing a mask? Jared, what's the benefit of wearing a mask?
You know what, these homemade masks, I don't necessarily think they would protect you if you breathe in, but I feel like they would protect others. It's like if you coughed in your mask, it would...
But see, you're thinking way too medically and technical. Here's some of the real reasons that people wear masks. You don't have to put makeup on if you wear a mask.
True.
You can stick your tongue out at people, and they can't see it. You can talk to yourself without anybody noticing. Do you ever talk to yourself with a mask on?
No, I do it maskless.
I know. So do I. I don't need a mask to talk to myself. Your mask can make a statement. Because you'll see people, you know, wearing a mask that's got their football team on it, or their baseball team, or their hockey team. Somebody made a mask that looked like the Mighty Ducks. You know, so... What other things can it do? Oh, some of them are like, you know, women find this funny. I don't know. This woman lady says, I didn't realize how much I smile at people. And then now when you smile at people, nobody can see it. You can tell them that, hey, I'm smiling. A new wardrobe accessory, they can't smell the coffee breath. Saving money on foundation and lip gloss. I'm not even going to... Now, for guys, this isn't such a big thing, but it says, I don't have to pluck the pesky chin hairs. I don't even want to think about that. Forgot to brush your teeth? No problem. Hide your double chin from all the quarantine snacks. You can mouth any words to anyone. They'll never know. If a piece of food is stuck in your teeth and no one else knows, great to show off your eye makeup skills. You can make it match your mask. Mumble under your breath, the guy is crazy and no one will know. Takes 15 years off your age. Wearing mask. Okay. As I said, as I was just kind of talking about with Terry here, is the Rice Brothers open up the jiu-jitsu studio. And there's one, you know, if you do it kind of surreptitiously and, you know, the guys come in or your other people that come in to work out, you know, as he said, they needed to work, open their gym up. They're going to lose their business totally. They sanitize the mats after each use. They provide the clothing, which is washed. Everybody has fresh clothing when they go in there, you know, and other ways of sanitizing the area. But he hit the paper. Now, if I was in another karate studio or mixed martial arts, I'd be looking at what's happening to the Rice brothers. Now, it appears they got a letter from Health and Human Services that says, I'm sorry, you're not supposed to be open and you need to shut down. Now, the question is what's going to happen next? Are the Rice brothers going to shut down the studio? And if they don't, what happens? Do they get cited and then with some kind of ticket? Is it a misdemeanor? Do they have to go to court, or is it just a fine, like a parking ticket? Now, if you're another studio opener, but if you've got a, say you have a hair salon that opens up in Defiance, but nothing happens to them, if you have a hair salon, won't you open up until something is being done about this? There's people out there that are completely going to, you know, are losing it over the fact that some businesses are opening. Yet you look across the United States, my friends, and you're seeing whole states have opened. Georgia opened up last week. Florida's opening up their beaches. Governor Newsom was going to shut down every beach and park in California. And then that changed somehow to just Orange County. And I think Venice Beach. I'm not sure if Venice Beach is in Orange County or not. But those two, you know, Orange County beaches and Venice Beach. So, and was that because of the huge pushback you got from everybody? Because if you go out to a park, if you go to a beach and you do it correctly and you're spaced, well, you know, he's talking about in Orange County, they had 80,000 people go down there and they just were stuffed on there. Now they're talking about if those beaches are open, there's going to be more police down there to separate people and all these. But if you go up to the beach, say up in, over on the coast up here in Northern California, there's not like a lot of people on the beach anyway. Even when this wasn't here, one of the beaches I went up to by by White Rock, there was never anybody on the beach. You're out there by yourself anyway. And it seems to me that would be kind of healthy to be out in the sun and the wind along the beach there and not have not be surrounded by people. If you go to Whiskey Town, they were going to be, you know, does that mean he was going to shut down Whiskey Town? Where I went out there the other day with Linda, there were some people out there. I think there's like a total of 10 of us down there at the landing over there by the marina. Four of them were already out in the water with kayaks. Another three were getting ready to go in. And another one was a family down the area down there sitting together watching the lake, which is what we did. And came on back. So, you know, common sense. Could that be a part of opening up our state? Is common sense. Now, California is famous, though, for having no common sense. Or little common sense. I shouldn't say no common sense. But the common sense seems to drop, you know, as the closer you get to Sacramento. Which reminds me, has anybody noticed that our assembly and our Senate is still shut down? And Congress is shut down. Nancy Pelosi refuses to pull the Congress or the House of Representatives back in to conduct business. But I'm not sure that's bad. I mean, what if we find out, okay, they shut down for 6 months. Well, what's the result of that? Well, we still run. What about who really is non-essential in government? I mean, wouldn't you find this out? I mean, do we need to have the Assembly and the Senate of California meet every year for this length of time? Maybe they should do like Texas and go every other year. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Richard, I'll get to you. You'll be our next person up. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be warm. And the hotter it gets, the more you're going to need help with your air conditioner. And when it gets real hot, they're going to be so busy. So it is an essential business. And if you want to have the thermostat looked at, if you want to make sure your filters are clean, you want to make sure that HVAC system is working for the summer, give Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam McCall. They've got great people working for them. They've been doing this over a quarter of a century. The people show up on time. If they say they're going to be there at noon, they're there at noon. They don't give you one of these between 1 and 3, so you lose half your day. No, hey, we're going to be there at 12. They're there at 12. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the number here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this month. Today, the 1st of May, 2020, many states are starting to open up. Alturas is opening up, are starting to relax the restrictions, 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which has been a stalwart and helping people during this crisis. Cornerstone Community Bank jumped right over that PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, and got a lot of people a lot of help right away. They were stars in this. They have three branches at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, but two others right here in town. 1845 California Street, next right down south of Jack's Grill. And also out there at Raley Shopping Center, the old Raley Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're still moving local dreams forward, but they've just done a great job in helping the people of our city and our county and our area here. 7:34 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
So, suggestions for businesses that want to open up. Print out United States Code, Title 18, Section 242. Print that up, read it, put it on your doors. So when the health department or the police walk in, they have something to read. Have another copy at your counter. So when they say, hey, why are you open, hand them that piece of paper so they can read it. Make sure you start your phone video. Because tyrants hate to be under the sunlight, and you say, well, you're videoing your actions against me, and we'll see what they say. And I really hope the police chief treads lightly, because there are ramifications for
I can tell you this, Richard. When the chief was on last month, this is the last thing they want to get involved in. You know, they do not want to get involved in something like this. I'm not saying they won't, because they get, you know, they're forced into it, but they don't want to get involved in this. They want, you know, they do not want to go around shutting people down or any of these things. It's just not it's a total loss on their side. So
yeah, well, the businesses can say, "Hey, Mr. Health Officer, there's nobody sick here, so you have no jurisdiction to do anything today in my business, so I would appreciate if you leave." Just be very polite about it, that's all. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Richard. And if for some reason, you know, I saw a Facebook entry, it says, if the police come to close them down, fine. I mean, they're not going to resist. They're not going to give the police a bad time. Almost all the businesses around here support the police. The police haven't gotten into it yet, so we'll have to. And we'd like to see it not happen that way. Now, the last thing I'm going to say about the COVID-19 here is, as these ease out, what we've noticed, though, a number of states with the largest increases of CV-19 cases in the past week have no statewide stay-at-home orders, such as Nebraska and Iowa, which reported a 70% and 86% increase, respectively, in new cases per 100,000 residents over the 7 days ending April 29th. So as they open up, you're going to have to expect that there's going to be more. Now, all the, you know, the death rates have dropped and dropped and dropped, so that they're looking at saying maybe under 100,000 by August. But here's the other thing with these models. These models have been extremely wrong. They've been way too high, so now they're dropping those. But as of today, we have over 62,000 people have died from CV-19 in the United States, according to the statistics. Now, moving on to something else, another happy topic, Joe Biden. Joe Biden finally came out after a month after Tara Reid accused him of in some cases, I think you can even call it rape, but a minimum of sexual assault 23 years ago, when he came up to her, pinned her up against the wall, and forcibly assaulted her. And we won't get too graphic in it. I mean, anybody can take a look on any news source and see what he did. And then, when, you know, she's pulling away from him, he said something, words to the effect as, "Hey, man, I thought you really liked me." Anyway, you know, he's finally come out and denied the sexual assault claims. He said it didn't happen, that she made up the story. Well, why would she make up a story 23 years ago? Tell her friends about it. Tell her mom about it. Report it. And then to her offices. And then wait 23 years for this to happen. And it's one thing if when the Kavanaugh hearing started, and is rabidity a word? The rabid press, rabid Hollywood, all of these people were saying, believe the woman, believe the woman. This, you know, the woman that said that Kavanaugh had assaulted her at a party 50 years before that or 40 years before that had none of the facts right, couldn't remember any where it was, when it was, what year it was, and had nobody else to back her up that she said that she had told. Tara Reid, on the other hand, told many people, And these people are standing up, including the hardcore Biden supporters that said, yeah, even though he did it, I'll probably still vote for him, which is a whole new, you know, that gives a whole new segment of a show is. If you know a man, and then Biden, who sexually assaulted a woman, can you still vote for him? Well, a lot of people say, well, you voted for Trump. People that voted for Trump assaulted people. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever been brought out. Now, here's the problem with this whole thing. Excuse me. Is that if he says she lies, then she can turn around and sue him in civil court and bring that up. Now, she says, turn the documents loose. It'll prove it. And he says, I have no problem. He says, yeah, go into the Senate archives. That's where it would be. And she says, and others say, no, University of Delaware is where all your papers are. And his answer to that was, when he was asked that, was, well, it has none of the things in there. Those are kind of like private conversations, blah, blah. And then the next question was, well, why can't you just have somebody go in and just look for the name Reed? And he just sat there and he stared at the whoever asked him that question. And he said, well, it depends on who's looking. Depends on who's looking. What's that mean? Would you have Joe Scarborough go in there? Because he's obviously a sycophant of yours, whose face is brown. That would you want him to look for it? Or how about just a third? How about just a source that is completely neutral? That's going to look, and that way a completely neutral source would say it's either there or it's not there. And the other thing is Joe could then say, well, I just didn't remember. And I don't know. People may believe that. I don't believe, you know, I don't remember that. That was like 23 years ago. He has strong supporters, other people at that time. So I just, you know, want to make sure other people know this part is other people at that time. That were in his Senate office said, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember that being said. She was let go around that time period. And yet, you know, others don't remember it. Others who that she talked to, including her mother, who called the Larry King show and referenced it back. And one of the news agencies, not the mainstream media, of course, because they're covering for him, but the other media found that interview and played it. Now, finally, Washington, I think the New York Times or the Washington Post, one of those editorial boards said, come out, you need to address this. We need to open this up totally. Women that were attacking Kavanaugh, just totally, you got to believe her, are not saying that about Tara Reid. Well, I just don't think that happened. But what about the fact that you said it happened with Kavanaugh? That the hypocrisy I'm seeing in our country on this, you know, just in locally, when the Kavanaugh hearings were going on, the things that a lot of women here were saying, and men, were, you know, like, hang this guy, you know, why would she lie, you know, blah, you know, all this. I have not seen one of those people, one of those ladies or gentlemen write one thing about that, about Biden. And I find that interesting. Why? What's the difference between Kavanaugh and a claim that happened so many years ago with no corroborating witnesses, and somebody that happened 23 years ago but had witnesses, had people that she's talked to, have come out and said that? What's the difference? Why isn't Hollywood jumping in on this Me Too and saying, no, you've got to believe her? And if you remember, the Al Franken, the senator, when they had the photos supposedly of, you know, he was in front of a reporter, he had his hands out like he was, you know, she was asleep and wearing a armored vest. He had his hands out like in front of, like he's touching her, but he wasn't. And that she said he had kissed her. Senators, including Kamala Harris and Davenport, all these others, forced Al Franken out of the Senate, and he said, give me I want an ethics hearing. It never happened. He resigned. because all the women in the Senate were going at, not all, but they were going after him to get him out of there because of what he supposedly did, though there was, in this case, a photo of him on a plane joking around, as he said, inappropriate, but he was just joking around. He never touched her. And where they are right now. And all I'm saying is, let's just be equal. Let this be opened up. Let there be people looking at this. Open up the University of Delaware. Open up those papers. Open up the Senate papers and the archives. Let everybody take a look at this, because do we want to go through this if something happens and let's just say Biden is elected? Do we want to go through another series of investigations like the Democrats did to Trump? Because I guarantee you, if it's not handled quickly and fairly, you're going to see it. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell is probably one of the most articulate, one of the most professional, one of the most knowing people in town when it comes to insurance. She can find you insurance when other companies have said that, oh, no, you live too close to a fire zone. You don't need to have home insurance from our company anymore. Well, Judy will find you insurance. She'll find you health insurance, which is obviously a big thing right now or at any time. She'll find you life insurance. And then her financial branch is there to help you work your way through all of this madness that's happening with our economy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:46 in the morning, 53 degrees, going up to 81 today here on the 1st of May. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good song. 96.5 FM here at KCNR and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil is one of those, you know, companies, unsung heroes, that keeps the gasoline, the diesel, the oil, the jet fuel, kerosene moving throughout 12 western states here, maybe more than that. Their drivers are always on the road, making sure that we can continue to get our 2 weeks to a gallon gas mileage. But no, they're out there to make sure that we do have that ability. And now fire season is starting, and they're ramping up again, because once the fire starts, SST Oil is right up in the front lines too, making sure our firefighters have all the fuel they need to fight fires. So if you're looking for maybe a change in jobs, changing from what you've done, you've got a Class C license, give them a call at 241-1167. They're an employee-owned company. They take care of the retirements. They take care of their employees. Bill and Dana run the place. They've worked their way up through the ranks. And I can tell you that Bill Gasparino is not above going out on the road and keeping driving those trucks, too. So he knows what it's like. So if you're looking for a great place to work, SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. All right. The other things that are happening, they're talking about now, are we going to start seeing an influx? Are we going to start seeing an influx of people moving into Shasta County? Because people in these big counties are big cities have said enough that we want to, maybe not living in these big cities. So they take a look at what it's like living out in Shasta County and Redding. You're more spread out. We have all the amenities here. We have great schools. We have great hospitals, great medical care up here. Are we going to start seeing an influx of people in after this is over? A question. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Different Terry.
I just tuned in on my way to work, but I wanted to comment about the Biden thing. When I woke up this morning, the very first little news blurb on my phone was that he was saying that this is all a lie. So as I'm getting ready for work, as I usually do, I switch between ABC and CBS for Good Morning America and the Today Show or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Not one word about the Biden thing, even though he has spoken to, Tara Reid has spoken to friends, I think it's her mother had gone on to the talk show.
Larry King. Larry King, 20-something years ago, right after it happened.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And instead, ABC Good Morning America leads with the coronavirus, the cruise ships, everything, but not one mention of this Biden thing. Whereas Kavanaugh, she can't remember any of the details. Where Tara Reid has all kinds of facts that they are not even recognizing. The media is so biased, and it's just so blatantly evident, again, with their coverage of the Democrats versus Republicans.
I know, and this is the part, I think, that really turns people off. The fact is, you know what? Then let's have an investigation. I mean, you couldn't wait to get everybody there. I mean, and then they found that several of the accusers of Kavanaugh were all lies, and that came out later.
Right.
And you know, I don't know what happened 50 years ago or 40 years ago, whenever it happened, but there was nothing to corroborate her story, where Tara Reid seems to have a number of people that, you know, they're not Republicans. they're in fact, they're Biden supporters. That said, she told me about this. You know, there's got to be an open hearing on something like this, and I'm surprised that we don't see the Me Too movement, the Hollywood, you know, gangs, and the media, and the you know, the newspapers, TVs. She has not had one interview on a major network. I think the first one's going to be maybe this weekend with Chris Wallace on Fox. And she says, I don't really want to go to either. You know, she says, I would love to go to somebody that's kind of neutral that would talk to me. And, you know, so, yeah, you're absolutely right, Terry. This has just been really strange.
And forget an investigation. How about Cecilia Vega, who daily vilifies anything that Trump does? Have her, you know, cover this. She won't do it. Her goal is to bash Trump on every word that comes out of his mouth, and never covers anything that the Democrats do wrong. And she's one of the lead Washington reporters on Good Morning America.
Yeah, well, see, and thus lies the problem, where people see this, and then they lose, and this is the worst part, they lose faith. They lose faith in their media, which is supposed to be the watchdog. Now people don't trust it. The vast majority of people don't trust it.
Well, we as the listeners and consumers of the media, you know, we need to call them out on it. And I don't know how to do that other than just talking to other people and making sure that everyone is aware of the bias, the blatant bias.
Keep listening.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, Carl. Do a great job.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Mike. Let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on, Mike.
Oh, I just have one question. Do you believe Biden?
Do I believe Biden? I don't know. I don't have, unlike others, I will not leap into...
It's just that feeling.
Well, you know what? This woman, if she has planned this, she planned it 23 years ago, or 24
right.
years ago, and it's been percolating since then. However, there are some inconsistencies. What I would like to see is a fair, unbiased look at this whole thing. And, you know, him saying, no, he didn't, well, is the same as her saying, yes, he did.
Right.
What I'm missing is all the people that jumped up and said, with the Kavanaugh thing, says, if she said it, you have to believe her, because why would she say something like
right.
this and come out in the public and be embarrassed if it wasn't true? I'm not seeing that. So I think it needs to be looked at, and no, I'm not taking his word for it.
Right. Well, just like what they did with Blasey Ford, look at all the, you know, the show and time they gave her, so that, yeah, they should do the same thing.
They should give her, should give Tara Reid the same amount of respect and time that they did Ford. That's all I'm saying. That's got to be equal. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Hey, look, when we come back from the news, I've got two of our local restaurant tiers here. I have Lynn Moss from Country Kitchen, and I have Robbie Cleary from Cleary's, and we're going to talk about what CB19 has done to their businesses, what they look at that's going on now, and what they're looking at for the future. And then on Monday, we have Ed Rollman of C.R. Gibbs and Bruce Dean, owner and of the Black Bear restaurant franchise, coming in also to talk about the way forward. Next week also, Jake Mangus about the way forward. chief of police is coming in. Congressman LaMoth will be in. We have a lot of people coming in next week talking about the way forward, because Congressman LaMoth put out a letter yesterday, a press release, that he and a number of other congressional leaders, it's bipartisan, went to Newsom and said, hey, you need to come up with a plan to start opening us up, especially the northern counties. And we need to work together. But if we can't, it's going to happen anyway. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says it never happened. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, responding to former Senate staffer Tara Reid's allegations that he sexually assaulted her in the early 90s in a U.S. Capitol office building.
The claims are false.
Biden on MSNBC's Morning Joe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed Biden's presidential bid. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticizes Pelosi for backing Biden without a thorough investigation of the allegations.
Has she ever talked to Tara Reid? Has she ever looked into it?
President Trump says he knows nothing about the Biden allegations. Nine more states are easing or ending coronavirus restrictions as of today. Michigan is not among them. That triggered another big protest in the state capitol. President Trump continues to ask why the federal government should bail out Democrat-controlled states during the coronavirus outbreak.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says state and local governments are seeking up to $1 trillion for coronavirus costs. But the president is slow in warming up to the idea, especially for blue states.
Bailouts are very tough, and they happen to be Democrat states. It's California, it's New York, it's Illinois. You start with those three.
By contrast, he says Republican-led states are in better financial shape. Mr. Trump also has suggested he won't send financial relief to states that allow sanctuary cities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The city of Huntington Beach going to court to challenge California Governor Gavin Newsom's order closing Orange County beaches till further notice.
Orange County's been on our list of health concern, and they've done a wonderful job down there. I just think we can tighten that up a little bit.
Newsom was livid over last weekend's large beach crowds and an apparent disregard for social distancing. Wall Street, the Dow down 421 points, the S&P 58 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
This is Dennis Prager, and my friends, they're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
A billionaire, long considered the most powerful businessman in Syria, makes a direct plea to President Assad not to allow his companies to collapse.
Rami Makhlouf is the president's first cousin and a billionaire several times over. He had been seen as one of Mr. Assad's main financial backers, as well as one of the biggest beneficiaries of the war. But last year, rumours began circulating of a major rift between the two. It's been suggested that Mr. Makhlouf is under house arrest. His extraordinary appearance on Facebook has now lifted the lid on the saga. In it, Mr. Makhlouf pleads innocence over tax evasion and asks for government pressure to pay huge sums to be eased.
That's a BBC Sebastian Usher. Beijing's parks and museums, including the ancient Forbidden City, have reopened to the public. This after being closed for some months by the coronavirus outbreak. News and analysis at townhall.com. One attempt to deal with the coronavirus pandemic in California falls flat.
State officials say two-thirds of the 93,000 people who volunteered for Governor Gavin Newsom's California Health Corps lacked valid medical licenses, the most basic requirement, and only one of every three remaining took the next step of filling out an application. The plan was to use Corps members to staff thousands of hospital beds created for the expected crush of coronavirus patients, but the surge hasn't happened. Only about 10,500 Corps volunteers are left, and the program now has no clearly defined role. Even so, the first volunteers have been deployed but have no patients to care for. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The UN chief says 16 armed groups have responded positively to his appeal for a global ceasefire to tackle the pandemic. But Antonio Guterres also warns that mistrust remains high, and turning good intentions into an end of hostilities is difficult at best. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you're calling from out of area, 530-605-4567. And today is May 1st, 2020. Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor drinking begins today. So,
It's been going on for a while.
Outdoor drinking. I can't wait to get to the two guests we have here. But you know, is it too much when you find out you're having wine with your Cheerios?
No.
8:06 in the morning.
On your Cheerios.
8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Our fighters from up there. And what's the weather look like, Jared, for the weekend here?
It's currently 54 degrees. And today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 80, a low of 52. Saturday we have a 50% chance of rain with a high of 73, a low of 47. Sunday we have a 30% chance of rain with a high of 74, a low of 46. And on Monday it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 48.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people down there. Fed the VA. Went out and gave them all lunch. Our VA clinic here. So, super people. Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red this morning as investors digest key corporate earnings reports and renewed tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 439 points at 22,905. The S&P 500 is off 52 points at 2,861. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 196 points at 8,692. Active stocks on the big board, Delta Airlines down $1.55, trading at $24.36. Boeing off $3.15, trading at $137.86. Hertz down 43 cents at $3.62. For local stocks of interest, Costco up 38 cents at $303.54. PG&E down 39 cents, trading at 10.25. UPS down $1.54 at $93.16. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 0.61% and the 30-year bond 1.26%. For commodities, gold is up $1 at $1,694, silver off 13 cents at $14.91 per ounce, and crude oil up 34 cents at $19 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Are you ready for the weekend, Susan?
Yeah. They go so fast, even if you're sheltered.
Are you socially distancing?
I am working 3 days a week at home, Tuesday through Thursday, and working Monday through Friday.
Okay. Well,
I don't see why I shouldn't just work, but in the office, because it's kind of big and I'm sheltered in my office. But these things will lift over time.
They will. It looks like it's getting ready to start. I think our people are going it's going to happen one way or the other here. So okay.
I know one thing. I'm going to go outside this weekend and get some sun. It's good for you.
You
with
need
this
to
virus,
do that.
So
go for a walk. Yeah, go for walks.
And drink wine, like you guys.
And drink wine.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, Susan.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You bet. That's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Right here in Reading, you can get a hold of her at 243-7561. Now, I am here with two of my favorite people, and Linda is at home right now, just sitting there listening, going, and I can tell. She's, you know,
I wish
you know,
she were here.
She's got that little glare on her face, and you know, she's going, I should be there, too. No, but she's on assignment this month. So I am here with Lynn Moss, who has Country Kitchen, a famous place here in town, and Robbie Cleary, who has Cleary's, which is also a very famous place in town. So thank you, ladies, for joining me today.
Our pleasure.
Now, let's start with you. Tell me about Lynn Moss and how you got into Country Kitchen.
Well.
Jared, get the delay button. Put the delay button up next to you.
Hey,
now.
I've been practicing not
not describing.
Yeah, not describing in detail. Well, 27 years ago, my husband and I were looking for an investment, and a gentleman here in town that was helping us found this restaurant, and that was sort of a secret desire I had always had, and so we bought it and made lots of mistakes and learned lots of lessons, and 27 years, we're still here. So,
were you, you've never been in the restaurant business before?
No.
And you're a local.
I'm a local.
You're a local girl.
Didn't grow up here, but moved here in 71. So.
No. Yeah, the people still call you a visitor, probably. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if she's going to stay. Okay, so that's Country Kitchen. Of course, then we have Robbie Cleary, and the name Cleary's has been around a long time.
It has been around a long time. So, let's see.
Did you even have a choice about going into this?
You know, actually, I did, but getting into it was by pure accident.
So okay.
It was not anything I ever intended, and I'm sure that my grandfather probably would have tried to talk me out of it. Reader's Digest version. Let's see. My first restaurant experience was I was in the opening crew of the Burger King on Eureka Way when I was in high school. So I ended up at the Chalet at Lassen Park for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was working up there as a ski school director, and they needed someone to operate the restaurant and gift shop in the summertime at the lodge up there. So that was how it started, and that evolved into us opening California Espresso Cafe at the factory outlets for the company that we worked for, which then evolved into me buying the sausage factory that I had for 10 years. And then the lease was up and I had to move, and Cleary's happened by pure accident.
I remember that, the sausage factory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Is it still there?
In a different form.
In a different form. It's
yeah.
not what you had it.
No.
And then you found the place down here on the corner.
Yeah, my lease was up and I had to move, and I was pouting and whining and crying and trying to find a place to move to, and nothing was really fitting. And at that time I had Reading Tents and Events as well, and I would come down in the morning and work there till noon, go out and work the sausage factory from noon to 3 and close, and then come back downtown. And finally, so the shack building on the corner of Eureka Way where we currently are, my mother worked there in the bar for the last 25 years. The shack was in business, and it had closed in August of 07 and sat there vacant all that time. And I just, on a whim, called the phone number on the building and got the building owner on the phone and told him who I was. And somehow or other, like 2 weeks later, I had a liquor license in escrow and was hunting for money.
So how long have you been there?
Actually, we're in year 9.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it kind of seems like yesterday, and it kind of doesn't, but I'm not quite sure how that happened.
Yeah, it's been since I've lived here.
I know. It still seems kind of new to me, but...
Yeah. So you're a local girl.
Oh, born and raised.
So the rest of us are just...
That's right.
The rest of us are just carpetbaggers.
Yeah. Well, I'm not carpetbaggers, but...
Okay, hey, look, I'm going to take an early break, because I want to get back and want to talk about, you know, when this thing hit. There was no prep for it.
Nope.
It was just like... And then, if you don't mind sharing with our audience, because you two have got two restaurants that wildly popular restaurants. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody. And one, the food's great, service is super, and nice people that run it. So I want to hear, our listeners want to hear, is when this thing started, and kind of go through what happened to each one of you. And then as we, this is not over yet. And so what you're looking at in the next few weeks. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are doing elective surgery there. That's open now, which is good. The people that were having all the hip and knee replacements and all these other things that were not considered emergencies to anybody but them, now they can have it worked on. Over at Shasta Regional, they have that. They have the Da Vinci 10i surgical robotic system. That means less pain, reduced risk of infection, and a faster recovery time. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus so many other things that they have going for there and supporting our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, your choice. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:14 in the morning, 53 degrees out there here on the 1st of May.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions for our guests or comments about kind of what's going on around here. Today, of course, is the 1st of May, 8:18 in the morning, about 53 degrees, going up to 81. It's going to be a beautiful day. It may be raining tomorrow and Sunday, however. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers, and Sharon Clark, who's had this business for 16 years, has won Best in the North State so many times. I think they're going to retire the belt, you know, with her name on it, as they should. You know, a lot of things are changing around here. A lot of people can't get out and can't get to the places they were before. And this is where Sharon Clark has really been a godsend to a lot of people. Her people are out helping those that need assistance, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, or 24 hours a day. Call Sharon Clark, Reading Home Helpers, at 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And I'm here with Robbie Cleary of Cleary's Restaurant and Lynn Moss of Country Kitchen, two of our, I guess you could say, more successful restaurateurs in Reading. Both of them have great places and great food. Great service, super owners, and so tell me, okay, the CV-19 when it hit. Let me start with you, Robbie.
Okay.
CV-19 hit. Did you have any idea that we were going to shut down America?
Never in my wildest dreams.
I mean, did anybody know at first just how bad this was going to be?
No. I mean, we were traveling, obviously, out of the country and hearing a little bit here and there, but never thought it was going to turn into what we ended up here with in the United States. And the day that the governor made the order, I had another restaurant owner contact me early in the day that was telling me that this was coming and they were shutting down. And I'm like, oh, you're fine. Just, you know, settle down. It'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe a week.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Maybe a week, you know, until we figure out what's going on. What about you, Lynn?
Well, it was a quieting moment hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. I really didn't think it would happen here. I figured we were a little isolated here, that it wouldn't affect us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I felt that. I mean, you know, after having our fires and everything run through Reading,
so far,
I guess we're not immune to this stuff.
The only thing we haven't had is toads falling from the air. And I'm every so often I go up. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Sacramento turns red. You know, I mean, there's not much left here.
Yeah.
So when you got the order to shut down, how did you do this?
Well, it was kind of a deep sadness that, you know, watching your employees walk out the door and seeing everybody worry about what was in front of them and not knowing how this was going to turn out. And it was disheartening to work hard and, you know, see that this possibly could ruin your career. So, and everybody's, you know, all of your employees. Their career is over with. It just—it was
still have
disheartening.
You still have the same bills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bills are still there.
Yeah. How about you, Robbie? When you said, "Okay, we have to shut down."
We had thrown out, I think, early in the week on Facebook that we would do to-goes because that was kind of starting. But when that order came down, our business isn't geared towards that. Just doesn't work for us. And when you look at the overall cost involved and trying to keep people on payroll, and the sad reality is that they are making more money on unemployment than some of them make working. So we made the call to shut it down and get everybody paid and help them with their unemployment and got them all the information and stuff that they needed to immediately file.
Well, that's, you know, and that's a big thing for everybody now. So let's just go to that spot. People that are on unemployment get an extra $600 a week, $2,400 a month, plus their unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that for some of your workers, that's probably maybe more money than they were making, because that's, you know, that's probably close to, you know, $4,000 a month.
It is.
At least $4,000 a month
it
they're
is.
Making. So what happens when they lift this? Both of you believe, Lynn, do you believe you're going to have a problem getting your people back?
I think we'll have a problem getting some to come back, but this is unprecedented, so I don't know what will happen if people refuse to go back to work. I mean, do we report it?
if they refuse to go
back
to work.
There's two states already who have said if your business opens up and they call you back to work and you do not go back to work, that's considered a voluntary termination.
Correct.
That you've quit. And if that's the case, you lose your unemployment, which I think is a great idea.
Yes, it is.
It is a great idea. It's the only way we're going to be able to control this. Otherwise, you're going to have people sitting out there another 3 months after we open up.
Well, interestingly enough, I know Robbie has the same situation. I do have my key employees that are anxious to get back. I mean, I have key employees that have been in the restaurant since it's been closed, working to do the things that's hard to do when you're open for business. So, you know, these people want to get back to their lives and get back to doing something, getting back to doing what they love to do. So, I think I'll have key ones come back, and I think business will start slowly. I don't know how.
Robbie, what about
Robbie,
you? You've had a lot of people there for a period of time.
I have a number that have been there since day one and before. Excuse me. Jennifer, our general manager, and I didn't see her text until about an hour later yesterday. But so they've been having Zoom get-togethers once a week and chatting and staying in touch.
Good.
And
yeah.
So
it's a good idea.
Yeah, and my manager and assistant manager, we had little FaceTime cocktails last week and got caught up.
We've done a few of those ourselves.
We have.
You know, I was finding pictures for both of y'all to put on Facebook yesterday, but I looked in your photos. I had one of Robbie, but I didn't have one of you. Then I found several pictures of you two together, and I said, I should just put that one up.
You should.
Yeah, you two out someplace somewhere.
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco was one of them.
Was.
Yeah, I should have put that one up there. There were others from that had other people in it, too, but it just didn't quite, in the swimming pool and all those.
That wouldn't have been appropriate.
The other two amigos there. No, that wouldn't have been appropriate. But,
I think we're safe here. It's radio. They can't do it.
Okay, so you think that then what you're believing is that your key employees, your core people who've been with you, they're chomping at the bit. They're saying,
right.
get me out of this house. I cannot stand looking at my husband another minute or my children. I've realized that there's a reason I'm not a teacher.
I have a situation with a key employee that has his daughter has celiacs and type 1 diabetes, and so they order their groceries, they drive in, they pick them up, they're put in the car, they're not going out anywhere.
Right.
Others, not so much the case. But now with the kids out of school and the homeschooling and the childcare situation, and they're making more money at home, so I have a number that really aren't in a big hurry to go back to work.
Well, I've got an employee who's got three kids, the Irish triplets, and her daycare center is shut down,
mm-hmm.
and her babysitter, regular babysitter, has been sick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see her occasionally.
Yeah.
Because of that, because of all of this that's going on. Okay, so that is a problem then that I think maybe not so much you all because you have a lot of loyalty and a lot of people have been with you a long time, but I think a lot of restaurants, when we start talking to them, especially maybe some of the national brands, getting people back. Mm-hmm. So ramping up could take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if they what they're saying is, opening up restaurants that you move tables out, or that in the bar you can you've got to separate them by 6 feet in the bar, which only means to me is when I go down to Cleary's to have a cocktail, it means I'll just have to slam down two of them to make up for that person that's not there.
There you go.
Or order a double breakfast down there.
Let's make it work.
Yeah. So do you have any idea what that's going to look like?
I don't so much at this point. As I stated to you before, I mean, the rears and the seats are pretty much what keep us all there. And if they're going to limit our capacity or tell us that we have to screen them at the door and take their temperature and the staff all have to wear masks and some of these other things, I'm not sure how that's going to play out. And it doesn't behoove any of us to open our business to lose money.
And Lynn, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, the problem is, if we did get the small business loan, which you and I both got, we've only got so many weeks to utilize. 75% of the loan goes to salaries, mm-hmm. and 25% will go to rent and utilities. So, and that has to be done in an 8-week period of time from the time that you've received the loan. Well, Robbie's in week 4. I'm just starting it. But if we only go back to 25% opening, we're not going to be able to justify that loan.
Well, let me interrupt. Sorry.
That's okay.
The stipulation on it also is that 75% has to be used for payroll, also with the same number of employees that you put
right.
on that application.
Right.
So I can't bring – I don't need that many. We talked about possibly waiting and not opening for lunch for a while to see how it went. My feeling on it at this point is that we would probably not open when the order was given, to wait and kind of see how things were shaken out around town before I pull everybody off of their unemployment and bring them back in.
Here's an important point for both of you. You just got your PPP, the Paycheck Protection
yes.
Plan.
Mm-hmm.
You've had yours going on your 4th week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got till, and so that made it like what, when April?
April 8th, I got it.
April 8th. So you've got till June 8th to use it. You haven't even been able to open up your business
no.
by according to the governor and the health department. You can't even open it up then. So when they say that you can start easing into it, and you don't even know what that looks like, either one of you all, especially no. in the restaurants,
uh-uh.
all of a sudden it's June 8th.
I know.
And you've got 2/3 of the money left over. Yeah,
the only hope at this point is, and when I took the money, because I had no idea there was going to be a second round, I had actually told the bank that I didn't want the money till June 1.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 days, then SBA had made the call that it had to be funded within 10 days of approval.
Yeah.
And so my hands were tied at that point, and
yeah.
not knowing, they were like, you know what, roll the dice, take the money, and sit on it. So that's what I did. But the hope is that they'll either change the parameters and start the clock ticking when we can open, or extend it beyond 8 weeks or something, because all of us are in a position that we need those funds when we open because of the amount of payroll. It's going to take us a week to ramp up. I'm going to have to bring employees in. They're going to be doing prep. They're going to be doing cleanup. But there'll be all these expenses incurred to get open that we'll need those funds for. So if we burn all that money, then it doesn't do us any good.
Okay, I'm here with Len Moss of Country Kitchen and Robbie Cleary of Cleary's talking about the impact this has had on their business. And I do think they're probably representative of all the restaurants in town.
Definitely.
I mean, probably across America. So, and they're not, and this is not their first rodeo. They've been in business 27 years for Len. And Robbie's been around the business for a long time and has had Cleary's open for 9 years. So everything that they're going through right now, just you can multiply it by the millions of other restaurants that have had to shut down. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a business that's not open, Four Winds Jewelry. But if Rebecca is smart, and she's very smart, Rebecca's going to open up a whole display section that says for husbands for CV19 mistakes. And you walk in there, and she said, how bad was it? I'd like to get to the $1,000. I've been pretty good, so I can stick over here to the $500. But some of you are going to go right to the $5,000 necklace. You can go in there, just buy it. She's got it for you. Take it home. Give it to your loved one, because this has been a long time.
Looking for forgiveness.
You know, can you buy forgiveness? Sometimes you can, okay? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and they are such nice people. We'll be right back with Robbie Cleary and Lynn Moss.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are here at 8:36 in the morning, 52 degrees. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for over 25 years. He is a true doctology, a PhD of fixing windshields, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can do it. He brings it in, puts it in a controlled environment, fixes your windshield. You're not sitting out on the side of the road having somebody slap something on your windshield saying they're fixing it. He guarantees his work for life. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. He's at 3208 South Market Street, and you can give him a call at 241-8373. I'm here with Lynn Moss of Country Kitchen and Robbie Cleary of Cleary's Restaurant. And I think that they are representative of all the restaurants across America. I like to think of that. Even though that you two have been very successful, and most people know that restaurants have got like a 1-year lifespan in most places, 3 at the most. So when you've been in business like you two have, you've done the right things. But you're facing the same things. We've already addressed one of the questions that came in here about what you're going to do when they're making an extra $2,400 a month on top of the regular pay. We've addressed that already. So when it opens up, and they say, okay, Robbie, you've already said you're going to let it. You're going to wait a little bit to see what happens. Lynn?
Well, I think probably when I get the, you know, the okay, I will try to do a soft opening and see what, you know, what the response is with the smaller staff, just to see what happens. We tried to do the pickup order, and it wasn't very successful because I think people were afraid, and it, you know,
it was early on.
So we did it for 2 weeks and then shut it down. And so I'm thinking when we get the okay, we'll probably open up, just, you know, see what happens, see how it goes.
The we had Jeff Fink in from Cornerstone, who's an economist. And after he said it, then I heard it on a few national shows. So, again, we were up number one here. I mean, the people up here, not here, but no. But what he said, it's going to be a U-shaped economy coming back. It's not going to be a V-shape that where everybody comes rushing out. It's going to take a little while to get started. You two talk to a lot of people. Do you think that? Or do you think that people are going to say, I've had it, you know, I need to get out and have a glass of wine? Or I need to have a breakfast that I'm not cooking?
I do believe that people are going to want to get out. I think that people miss their routine, and a lot of, I think Robbie too, but a lot of my customers are repeat customers. I see them either every day or once a week, and I think they miss that part of their life, the community, that going to the place that somebody knows your name when you walk in the door, and, you know what you want to drink to get started, and so.
And they want to sit down and be waited on.
Yeah, and I think that the population is really wanting to get back to it. There will be some that will be afraid to. Yeah.
Well, people of certain ages now, they're talking about people 65 or over, maybe have underlying conditions, that this COVID-19 really, really hits the underlying conditions, especially like you talked about with one of your employees who has a daughter like this. They may be a little more hesitant. And we're an older community here in Reading. Do you see that maybe being a concern?
Most of the older that I've been around and talking to are not.
They're not worried.
No.
They're not worried. We may find out with the testing once it kicks off, and especially the antibody testing, is that a lot of us have already had it.
I think I did. So.
Yeah, Linda went through a flu that seemed to go on for a long time. But, okay, so you're going to – I saw where another business in Atlanta, when they said they could open up Atlanta, she goes – she's kind of had this. She says, what happens that we spend the money, you bring your people back in, it takes that week, so you're paying them then, you get started, and the rate starts going up again. So is it smarter to start off slow like you're talking about, you think, than go out gangbusters?
I don't think we have a choice. They're not leaving us a lot of options in terms of the starting out slow if they're going to require 50% capacity. Who's going to monitor that? Who knows? But then everybody's got their cell phone and video, and had that with the gal last week who was videoing the plane because it was almost full. Well, the airlines can't stay in business with a half-empty plane.
As we're finding out.
No, but we all, as business people, we have to look at that, and the ones that are making the decisions for us, most of them have never had to make a payroll.
Yes. You know, isn't that something that our House, our Assembly, and the Senate is made up of people that only maybe five in each, you know, maybe five in the Assembly have ever had to write paychecks, had to sign it, or go without a paycheck.
That's what I was going to say, go without one.
Okay, so ramping up slowly. Are you going to change your menu, Lynn, at all? Because, you know, you all have to keep a lot of stuff on hand. And if you've got less people, does it just mean having everything but less of it, or what?
I don't foresee changing my menu because, I mean, I'm breakfast, and so
yeah, we're opposite ends of the spectrum here.
Right. Yeah. That's why when I go back.
So, you know, if I'm going to make an omelet, I have to have the same ingredients to make, you know, this omelet as I do for this one, and no, I can't see changing my menu.
Okay.
I think what I've got is what I'm going to start with. Okay. Doesn't mean I can, you know, cut down on what I buy. Because
if you can only have 50% of the people there, even if you're at
capacity, the amount I will buy,
yeah,
I will
that would
probably
be all different. Yeah. What about you, Robbie? Because you have yours is a different kind.
Said we're completely different, and the menu gets changed from summer to fall. So is the major change. So obviously we're going to be coming back into this, and so I had already had the conversation with Chef about going back to the summer menu. But at this point, they were working on some kind of wild stuff. I'm like, you know what, let's just pull out your tried and trues, the things that people know and love, and put those on the menu, and we'll go with there. And we may scale it down a touch. But outside of that, we're just, the biggest question is whether or not we decide we're going to start with lunches or not, or start with dinners only and then bring lunches back later. Mm-hmm. But
We're hearing a whole lot about the shortage of meat, chicken, how they're shutting down. Tyson's just shut down one of their major poultry plant or pork plants because of the CV-19 going through the workers there. Impact on restaurants?
That's a big unknown quantity. I mean, worse steaks than not a lot of pork, but it's fish, been a concern too. Fish, fortunately, that one we haven't heard any rumblings yet. But
okay, what about for you? You serve across the board.
A lot of all of it.
Yeah. So you know, because that, if the prices go up on that, which is starting to do.
It is.
So you've got no choice, but you have to pass that on.
Mm-hmm.
So that also has, again, another impact.
The trickle-down effect on this has no bottom. It
just keeps going.
It's just one happy day after another.
Kind of, yeah. That's just, the alcohol consumption has gone up considerably.
Well, let's talk about that one.
Let's take
a quick break. Wait a minute. Hey, I've got 2 quarts of Corona beer on my desk. Just, would you bring those in there, Jerry?
Oh, don't want that.
No, somebody, when I said, I like Corona beer. I said, but they shut down the brewery. And one of our listeners, like 20 minutes later, brought in one of those big quart bottles of Corona and said, I just don't want you to go without. So it's been sitting there. I've been just staring at it longingly. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Too bad it wasn't tequila.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, hey, by the way, I'm really into tequila. And, guys, I think they've shut down the tequila plant, too.
No, they haven't.
They haven't.
No.
I'll be awesome.
Yeah. I'll hook you up, buddy.
This is why I knew this was going to happen. 8:45 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. May 1st will be. Hopefully, I'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, our last segment today, 8:49 in the morning here. And here on the 1st of May, 53 degrees, going up to 81 today. A beautiful day, but it looks like we may get a little rain Saturday and Sunday. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that's won on a state-level award for hiring veterans. It doesn't get better than that. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm here with Len Moss of Country Kitchen and Robbie Cleary of Cleary's Restaurant, both very successful in the business. And
hopefully we still will be when this is over.
I'm saying it now. I like to think that they will continue to be successful, but they are kind of a representative of all the restaurants in our town and really literally across the country. Can you imagine if you had opened up a restaurant February 1st. And everybody knows how hard it is. The restaurant business is tough. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What's the failure rate on restaurants usually?
Oh, it's over 50%.
In the first year,
isn't it? It's way over 50%, isn't it?
That's in the first 3 years. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So, and if you make it through that, they still have more fail in the first 5 years.
Yes.
So can you imagine, you might as well just, all that money you invested is just gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all the work that you all have done, now, you have an established reputation, you have an established clientele, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But still the opening back, getting your people back and opening up is a big question.
It is.
How are you going to, and how are you going to do it? And the and what happens if we get this, if the CV comes back and the rate goes up again?
This may be a new way of life for everybody, opening and closing and having to deal with, you know, a virus that could keep coming back. And the only way to control it is to
socially distance
people.
Well, it worked in the 1918-1919 Spanish flu. Social distancing saved a lot. You know, we lost 600,000 people during that time, but that's where social distancing mm-hmm. started. But are they going to require that you take temperatures, that all your employees wear masks, people handling food? What kind of special rules are there for that? I mean, you're already washing their hands
and wearing hairnets and that kind of thing. Not 100% certain that we're going to have the servers wear masks, but I think that's what they're leaning towards. And from my perspective, I mean, we're a fine dining restaurant, and where does that line draw? Do they have to wear gloves as they're taking orders and serving and changing them every single time they touch a plate? And then it becomes another financial burden on the business because of this extra product that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and not only that, wearing gloves sometimes can be transferred germs
even worse.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing from doctors that you know, of course it's a good idea, but people don't know how to take them off properly, and washing hands frequently is really
the best way
mm-hmm. to keep the
wiping
germs
down.
Down
the tables with like Clorox, like, you know, the Clorox.
But we
wipes,
do that
you know,
already.
You do that already.
And we do linen, new linen goes on every time.
Okay. So there's really little change as far as the cleanliness side of it, because you're already living up to that already. So that's something that's really not on your plate to worry about, because you're already doing it.
Exactly.
The big thing, though, is the separation. And where it's easier, probably, at Country Kitchen, because you have that big room in the back that you can kind of push people back into, you know, take out tables but still separate. Where...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing that. So, I don't know either. Whatever it did, it stopped. Nope, it's still going. Okay. Well, just live with this for right now. But Robbie, yours is you have booths and
we're
some
tight
tables.
It's tight quarters. Did we lose the mic?
No, it looks like it stopped as soon as you touched that mic.
Okay, we put her onto the gold mic. Okay, we're back. Okay.
So we're really tight quarters, and the dining room isn't very big. There are, you know, the four tables on the one side, but if we pull those out, yeah, we can get some space there. But the booths, we just have to seat every other booth.
Now, in restaurants like yours with bars, mm-hmm. that's a major contributor to your bottom line.
It's huge.
And now they're talking about, you know, cutting that in half.
I know.
So, again.
That's why I said I would probably wait a little while after opening, once they say we can, and give it some time to kind of see where things shake out, and then talk to some of the other owners that are opening up and running and see what kind of business they're doing and go from there. And then you don't, again, know how many people are going to be. I need to be tactful about this. It's killing me.
Hold on to the delete button.
No, we're good. I'll behave. There are those that have legitimate concerns about this, and if they're that concerned, then they probably need to stay home.
That's right.
And those that want to go out should be able to go out, but don't come in and get bent out of shape because it doesn't look like you think it should look, or if you don't think people are quite far enough apart or something, and try to dictate how that's going to go down for the rest of us. I mean,
that's an interesting point.
Yes, it is.
Because you've got people out there that there are hundreds of phone calls.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
more.
Here's an example, because this one still gets me fired up. I went to Safeway one day last week to get groceries, and I got my sterilized cart from the young man, and there was a lady ahead of me. There was two security guards just leaning against the wall talking, and they were probably 3 to 4 feet apart. She's got on gloves, no mask, goes by and starts making just rude comments to these two about the fact that they're not 6 feet apart. And one of the guards pipes up and says he's immune because he's O positive or something. I'm like, well, I haven't heard that one, but okay, whatever. She goes through the door. I'm right behind her, and she immediately sees somebody she knows, and they're in a bear hug. And I'm going, you just gave this guy a ration outside because they weren't 6 feet apart, and you two are wrapped around each other like a couple of panda bears, hugging and kissing. And I'm just like, okay, seriously, lady. So, of course, I had to make a comment or two. But
well, we were just discussing this last night. In fact, I was talking with two doctors and myself, and we do things constantly that we don't even think about as mm-hmm. breaking the rules. It's just so automatic. We do, you know, we do our touch our nose, or it's hard to break the rules that they're telling us to break.
Or break the habits.
Break the habits.
Yeah. Yes. I know. I hug half the people coming through my door.
Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Pat, we've only got like a minute at the most, so what you got?
Hey, if Robbie has to take out tables, at least it'll make room for the piano bar that she's always wanted to have.
Yeah, Linda's looking for a job.
Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys back singing again.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pat. I know which Pat that is.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, what do you think? I mean, we're going to come back. We're going to come back from this.
Oh, I do.
We are. It's just a matter of time. And then it's how much time and how long can you hang on. And
the government has given out a lot of money. If you have a small business loan, they just automatically took over your small business loan and paid
mm-hmm.
it. The PPP, I don't know if that's, you know, I think there's going to have to be changes.
There are going to have to be changes.
They have to be based on what's happening, you know, because businesses just like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your money, but you can't open. So. But thank you so much for being with us today. I mean, like I said, I think you two are just great representatives of people that are successful, that have worked their butts off to be a success.
You almost said you almost needed that belief.
32 years in the Marine Corps, and not once have I been bleeped. There was one that was awfully close one time.
And that was probably Linda, right?
No, that was me. And I was just like, I was just almost described something, totally described it as I would have in the Marine. But you all are successful, and you all are facing this. You're looking at it from the fact that this is what we're going to have to do. And it's not going to be easy, but we're not going to quit. We can't.
But we don't have to like it.
No. Lynn Moss of Country Kitchen and Robbie Cleary of Cleary's. I can't wait till you guys are open. So Linda's been saving her money.
We've all been saving a lot of money.
Oh, I came home yesterday and QVC was on. And I went, I just looked at her. She goes, great deal on the power washers. What? She goes, oh, yeah.
Okay, she's bored.
She's reached that point. Yeah. Okay, on Monday we're going to have Ed Roman and Bruce Dean coming in talking about the way forward, and what kind of organized plan that might be coming out of the city and the county, and also enjoy the magazine about what's going on, if anything, this month. And, of course, a lot of stuff going on. Everybody have a great weekend. Keep your social distancing out there, and let's just take care of each other.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.